Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. So, if the only time we can actually do anything is now, and you're constantly thinking about it and not taking action, you're never going to get anything done. We become masters of this as we get older. The gap in time between the idea and even attempting the idea gets bigger and bigger and more of a thought process. And pretty soon, it's almost like the impossible thing to pursue the idea. For a time period, I was getting ideas, and I wouldn't even acknowledge them as a real idea. I just acknowledged them as a thought. And I'd say, oh, what a cool idea. Or, oh, that's crazy, that'd never happen. And then I started to get older, and I began to see how often certain ideas would repeat themselves, and I wasn't taking action on those, some of them. Pretty soon I decided, if I don't start taking action on these, I am going to go to my grave with all these fantastic ideas, and I will not have pursued them. I think earlier in my life, I might throw them in a pile for later. Yes, that's a great idea. I'll do that later. And then I heard an audio from Abraham Hicks about when you get an idea, the time is now. It's because it's ready. And so I stopped treating my ideas like they're random thoughts that are streaming through my mind, and started to give them a meaning where I wouldn't have them if they weren't for me and they weren't possible. So when I get an idea now, when I get a thought, I get excited about the thought because it means I'm onto something and I'm onto that path. And what you do next is something simple. You just take the next step. But for a lot of us, we're so used to overanalyzing everything that making simple, basic decisions is a really big deal. In fact, it's so exhausting for a lot of people that they just quit because they get so overwhelmed with it. So today I'm just talking about many things, but the main thing is the time is now. Life is now. When you start exercising your doing muscle, your responding muscle, pretty soon you will know not to waste time between the idea and getting started on it. And you will, some people, how is it that some people can get so much done in a day and others don't? Well, those people, they take action. And they don't just take random action, they take inspired action. So if you are not able to make decisions, you are stumped. You get an idea, you get excited about it, you get an answer, you ask a question, you get feedback, you get an answer, you get a solution, and then you sit and think about it for long periods of time, and it's a painful process. Yeah, you get to work through that. I help a lot of people work through it. I've done it myself, and I'm to the point where I am firing on a high level. I make movement quickly. And it is said that successful people make decisions quickly. And they change their mind, retracting those decisions very, very infrequently. So I want to challenge you today to take notice. I challenged you yesterday, but I want you to go further. And take notice of how you're making decisions. Are you stewing over things for long periods of time? Are you waiting and waiting? Are you passing on that really great energy that you get when you first have the idea or when you're excited? Are you toning that down to such an extent that you're not able to really ever get started or to feel excited about what you're doing? Yeah, next time we talk on Coaching on the Go, I'm going to give you some strategies to shift through this. For today, I want you to notice when you're struggling with a decision And I want you to take one step. Do the very next baby step. And then see what happens from there. All right. Let me know. Let me know in the Instagram community. I'm putting content on the Instagram page every single day. And the content is matching what I'm doing in here. So if you want the 1-2 punch, pop into the Instagram. It's really visual. It's beautiful. If one more person's going to tell me that they don't do Instagram, ask yourself if you are limiting your life by making those decisions of what you will and won't do. Learning is really positive. Any opportunity you have to learn makes you younger. So if you've never been over to Instagram, figure it out today. Challenge yourself. And then write me a note. Have a beautiful day.